only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.
We were driving yesterday. The three of us all went to a photo shoot. Fev, somehow I ended up giving Byron a lift.
My driver didn't turn up.
That's right.
I normally have a driver.
Fev and I were happy to drive ourselves. Byron requested a driver.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he had a driver. It's so painful.
It's a long story.
Just anyway, drive your own car.
So there I am. I'm driving along. I've got Leon, our executive producer, in the front with me. We're having a great time. Byron in the back whinging the whole time.
I'm 6'5". Leon's not even 6 foot. I automatically go in the front. That was the first problem.
And then I, look, I have a soundtrack that's on high rotation at the moment in my car with my five-year-old in the back. And I...
Byron.
when Trixie's not there.
Okay.
And Byron thought it was questionable that I would still put this soundtrack on when Trixie's not in the car. But I can't get enough of it. And it is, of course, the Moana soundtrack. It's got cold, you fire from down below.
You're looking at him, yo. Pick the music, Leon.
Oh, no, Melbourne's pretty good. The sun, to stretch
your days and bring you fun. Great trip.
It was a really fun trip. And then, that was a fun song. That was Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Yes. I thought he'd enjoy that. Then it stepped up to Moana herself, and gee, I gave that something, Byron.
I was just going to say,
fortunately, you were recording it.
I like it.
Thank you, Feb.
Everyone's got to find their inner kid.
Yeah, and don't worry, mine's alive and kicking.
Because we're young.
Yeah, we're
old
young.
Mate over here hasn't been a kid for about 50 years.
Okay, that's funny. I look younger than you. How's that possible?
You don't.
Now, but the only thing, can I say, just a heads up for any, just adults and children, if you haven't seen Moana, Trixie and I have only just gotten into it in the last 3 weeks. Hmm. We're watching it every day.
Yeah, it's a great film.
We love Moana. And I got a lot of flack, Fev, as you could hear, in the car yesterday, in my car, singing my music. And I thought to myself, you did an Insta story, Byron.
I did a poll, and I was surprised by the results, but in fairness, I'll stand corrected. I said, is it disappointing for adults to sing Disney songs in the car without a children present? Like, is that not quite right? And most adults don't think you need a kid. You just belt out Disney songs anyway.
Mate, when I lived up in Yarrawonga and I was driving the little RAV4 that Alex paid for because I had no coin, I stopped into one of the servos and the kids were young then and I brought the Frozen CD.
Yeah.
So I'd listen to that all the way up with the kids and then all the way back with the kids. And then on the way back, because I missed them already, I'd play the song. So it was like I'd play the music.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's
and
cute.
And you'd sing along to it.
That's cute.
Obviously when you get in the car and you don't have Trixie
exactly.
in there.
Keep going.
You just keep going.
And they're musicals. They're fun.
Nothing
they bring
wrong with
you
that.
Joy. Adults love them. And from the show that is famous for tradie-oke, and don't the tradies love a sing-along, we're even now kicking off Truckee-oke. They've had two runs at it.
Favourite segment.
Not as successful. but wait for this, Melbourne. Welcome this morning to Disney-oke.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
Did you rub my lamp?
Sing something with a little bumps in it.
What do you want me to do? Dress a drag into the hole?
Gorge. If you're an adult and you really like Disney, then call us now for Disney-oke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kids. Adults will take anyone. And you know what? And tradies, we know you're listening and you know you're good. And we've
tools
even had...
Tools down.
Tools down. Give us a call. Let's actually relive. We've had two tradies enter tradie-oke. Can we hear Shane from Croydon singing Aladdin, please, Byron?
Here we go.
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no. Or where to go, or see we're only dreaming.
Wow. And then there was Mark, a Tyler from West Meadows, also singing Moana.
I've been standing at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter long as I could... Remember, every now and then.
Please. Already, what I love about this, I don't think we've ever had meltdown like that. What, you know what Melbourne have been waiting for? Disney-oki.
They have. And so tradies in the past within tradie-oki have sung Disney songs. Now we're just saying anyone.
Anyone who wants to spelt out a Disney tune. Okay. You're in the car.
Get your kids singing along, it'll be a family affair.
We have a choir in your car. Get everyone singing. This
last day of school before the holidays. Yeah. Your kids can go off to school singing a bit of Let It Go.
13. Let It Go. 1060 is our number.
1019 The Fox.
Do you want the other intro that we were
sent? We've got two, and we've got another one that Leon Shergren, in fact, Ian, his boyfriend, can we say that, wrote it. I love this. He loves a Disney tune. And he's actually written us this jingle.
Here we go.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Brilliant.
Bit of Mary Poppins there. No, this all came about because I am out and proud. I sing Disney show tunes in the car. Byron busted me yesterday, and I don't care. And Trixie's not all.
Even when
she's not there, I still sing along. And now we've got, this is very cute, is Jade, 8-year-old Jade, yes, from Churnside Park. Are you there, Jade?
Yes.
Hey, Jade, how are you?
Good.
Good. On your way to school?
Yes.
Do you love singing Disney songs?
Not really.
Is Mummy making you sing a Disney song?
Yes, because Mum's a big fan of Fev.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is interesting.
Oh, I love this. What's Mum's name?
Alicia.
Okay, well, Alicia, thank you very much for putting Jade through. Now, Jade, what are you going to sing for us?
Let It Go.
Yes. Oh, yes.
This one. Don't sing yet. We're just playing it as an example.
I'm one with the wind and sky. Let it go.
Okay,
let
Jade. This is, you can go to school and say, I was just singing on the radio all by myself. So off you go, Jade.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. In the wind and the sunshine.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Well played, Jade.
Jade.
Excellent
Alicia.
Singing. That's fantastic stuff. Now, there's a lot of grown-ups now that are going to be singing for us.
And that's what, you know, that's what we're after. Sandra from South Morang. Hi, Sandra.
Hello, Fifi.
Oh,
everybody.
Hello.
We're thrilled you've called through, Sandra. What are you going to be singing for us?
A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins.
Oh, that's the Julie Andrews scene from Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Now, Sandra, this is your moment on Disney-oki. Off you go.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. In the most delightful ways.
Yeah. Exceptional.
That was amazing.
You've got some pipe, Sandra. Are you a professional singer?
In the shower, in the car, and
oh, you're very good.
Very, very, very good.
You're very good,
well
Sandra.
Played.
Now we've got Nikki from Eltham on Disney-oki. Nikki, hello.
Hi,
Nikki. What Disney song are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Part of Your World, but from The Little Mermaid.
Ooh, good.
I want to be where the people are.
I very emotional.
Want to see them dancing.
I'm not even that familiar with it, so this will be good. We've gone a bit off the beaten track here, Nikki. Okay, off you go.
Well, it's The Little Mermaid. It's quite a mainstream.
No, but I don't feel like this is. I know the other one with, you know, Sebastian.
Got Under the Sea.
Under the Sea. That's my favourite.
Sure.
Okay, Nikki, off you go.
Okay. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove. Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around, take it in. Sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what this galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal.
When does it end?
I want more. I want to be where the people are.
Like, what are we going to do?
I want to see, and dance friends walking around on those, what do you call them?
What's the whole song?
Feet, slipperly stand it on, get too far.
Sing the chorus.
Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the... Do I stop or do you want me to keep going? Up where they run.
Wrap it up.
Up where they stay on, hanging up.
She's getting there.
What would it be?
A part of your world.
Wish I could be part of your world.
101.9 The Fox, just play a song.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, remember, Fev, last week when I brought a letter into the studio because we'd had one of our listeners, Ray, wrote us an actual letter.
Well,
I've got it
Byron.
In front of me. I did that. I did it with someone, Byron, here. And Ray, look, admittedly, he called us the breakfast show on FM 101.9. That was a bit impersonal. I'm not sure he knows who we are. But it was just nice to get a letter. And we were all reminiscing the days when you used to get letters as kids. And you'd wait for mail and the effort that goes into writing it. Now we're the text email generation. So we said, hey, write us letters. Let's go back to snail mail.
Oh, yeah.
Fev, look what I brought into the studio. That's an actual full mailbox.
Send us your letters to Fifi, Fev and Byron, 257 Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, 3205.
Now, I don't even know where to start. I've got a letter here. Let's open this one. This is from...
That's a long letter.
Debbie. Debbie in Roeville. It is a long letter, but I love it. And her handwriting's excellent. Hi, Debbie, if you're listening.
Just the key points.
Dear Fev, okay.
Sorry, Fev just choked on his coffee. It's about four pages, so
okay, hang on.
Let's get the highlighter
out. Dear Fev, Fev and Byron, it was so lovely to hear you all discuss letter writing this morning on your show. Jeez, how I miss the day of putting pen to paper.
Hang on, this is like Inception. This is a letter about letters in the letter segment.
I'm sure 60% of today's youth have forgotten the art of writing, and I love this beautiful... I will continue, Debbie, but it's a bit long. I'll do that in my own time. now, here's one that's come with a gift.
Oh,
what have we got here? Personalised biscuits with our faces on them.
Oh, my head on it. And mine. That's amazing.
Dear, now this is from Kim from Delightful Temptations. What a wonderful way to plug your business
well.
Well,
that's just an ad.
Dear Fifi, Fev and Byron, love listening to you guys. After listening to Ray's letter, I thought I'd email you a care package.
Email?
No.
Mail.
Did
you.
I say mail? Yeah,
cool.
Mail.
Good.
Enjoy this surprise. Love your work. If there's any chance of a cheeky business plug, I'd be grateful.
There you go.
There, you got it, Kim.
Pass one of those over.
You pick one.
Okay,
you pick a letter.
Okay,
oh, we've even got ones with stickers. Oh, I love this
one. They're all in a basket. There's a lot of letters in the basket there.
Fifi, Fevum. Oh, my God. This is from... my God, it's a massive letter. This is from Kazza.
What, your mum?
Your mother?
No, not my mum. It's Karen from North Melbourne. Dear Fifi, Fev, thank you. Oh, no, and Byron.
Yeah,
thank you for asking your listeners to go back in time and write, in capital, a letter. I used to love writing letters, and now I've watched the demise of this most precious art form.
It's another letter about letters.
Yes. In a world of smartphones, email, and social media, it is so wonderful to hear someone ask for snail letters.
Oh,
well done.
How many more are there?
There's nothing more exciting than to hear the postie blow his whistle as he puts in an actual letter in your mailbox. We would rush out and be thrilled to see the envelope in our with our names on it. We would study the stamps overseas.
Okay. We're still reading.
We're always special. We'd find a quiet place in our
house
to set yourself
and
read a long letter.
Can I do this one? Because this is from...
One more.
It's just Natalia, and she's 11, and she's got so cute.
Beautiful.
Dear Fifi, Fev and Byron, my name is Natalia, and I'm 11. You recently had my dad, Jay, on the radio, and you gave away amazing prizes. I'm even using that pen. We gave him a pen. Do we give people pens?
Was that the Bosch pen that was also a spirit level? Because that was an outstanding prize.
You guys are amazing. My stepsister, Gabriella, inspired me to write this letter. And then she's done a love heart with our names in it.
Cute. We could do all this off air, I think.
Yeah, this is great. So send in your letters. I just want to read this one paragraph.
Okay.
Back in the 70s and 80s, when Byron was relevant, why do you always speak over the Fifi and Fev? Byron, shush. That's not about you. That's what they said.
I already hated this segment and now I really hate it.
101.9 The Fox.
We just want to talk about Sophie Monk for a little bit here, guys. She's revealed a massive Hollywood movie role she turned down, Boxy, in The Hangover.
Well, this is the thing. Sometimes in life, Ev, you pass things up. And it can be, at the time, you've got a decision in front of you. And I imagine Soph, and this is what she's revealed. So she was offered an opportunity to star in a horror movie and be the star, or have a role in The Hangover. Now, the role was, in fact, Heather Graham's role, which I thought was a pretty handy role.
Prominent.
She ended up marrying not Alan. Who was the guy who got the face tattoo?
The dentist,
who's brilliant. His name escapes me. But
Ed
he's
Helms?
Also in the, Ed Helms, what a legend. So it was a really good role.
Alan
but
Murray, the chick from
thought,
the show.
That's right.
She thought, hang on, I could star in a horror movie. Now, unfortunately for Soph, the way that panned out was The Hangover became, I'd say, one of the biggest blockbuster hits of all time. And the movie that she starred in, the horror movie, went straight to DVD.
Yeah, it's still a blockbuster, which is shut down.
Which is a shame. And you know what? It's funny because Soph shared that. And then Ray Maher, Alf Stewart from Home and Away, one of your faves, Fev.
Flamin' Elsa.
He was offered the role in Muriel's Wedding of playing Muriel's dad.
Oh.
Turned it down. Now, the legendary Bill Hunter took that job, role, and he was fantastic. But it's funny, you know what? And this isn't just reserved to actors, famous people, celebrities. They're those things in life where, you know, it was like a fork in the road and what could have been.
Could have been so beautiful.
Ah.
Thank you,
Let's
Tiffany.
Let's reminisce, Melbourne. And share what you could have done, what could have been.
Sophie's now just a voiceover on Love Island too.
13, 10, 60 is the number. This could be in a career move that went horribly wrong.
Yes, what's a job that you didn't take? What's a relationship you left and then they went on to, I don't know, bigger and better things? And you look back and you go, that could have been me. I could have been living in that mansion.
If we can get through this phone without your Mary Donaldson example, I'd really appreciate
it. Well, OK, funny you mention it, because I was in Sydney when Princess Mary met Frederick at the Slip-In.
Okay.
And I said no to going to the Slip-In that night.
All right.
So
we'll take a break. 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
We're walking or ambling, we're probably just stumbling, it's the end of the week, to be honest, down memory lane as we think about what could have been. Now, this is on the back of Sophie Monk has come out and said that she could have been in The Hangover, but she chose to do another movie and that went straight to DVD. Oh, could have been
so beautiful.
If I didn't leave the Blues, Boxy and Byron, I could have maybe played nearly 300 games there and nearly kicked 1,000 goals. I probably would have kicked 1,000 by now. Went pear-shaped.
It did. Why did you leave the Blues?
Cash.
Okay. We've got...
Move one along.
Nikki from Kilmore. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Nikki. What could have been for you?
I could have been rich.
Oh, no. Nikki, what didn't you invest in? Who didn't you marry?
Well, it was about 10 years ago, I was offered a six-figure job over in Perth. I was all set to go, and I very stupidly chose my man instead.
Oh, no.
Who I'd only just gotten together with.
And it's not your man anymore?
He became my husband, and we had a kid together, so that's obviously the bonus. But, yeah, since then, no longer.
Oh. It was all worth it for your child, Nikki.
Let's peel back the band-aid a little bit, though. Each kid costs in a lifetime probably a mil.
You wouldn't, Nikki would not swap that for her.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Child.
I'm just saying, like.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm. I know. Oh, Nikki should have taken the job.
I've got another one on the way.
Taylor in Clarinda. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good, Taylor. What didn't you do? What didn't happen?
I could have been Rey from the Star Wars franchise.
Whoa!
She was the main character.
Taylor, how on earth did that nearly happen?
I applied online through a website, Star Now, where you can audition online, and I was invited to go to London to audition in person, but I couldn't afford the flights and accommodation, so I missed out.
Oh, Taylor.
No, Star Wars wasn't that good anyway.
Fev?
Never watched it.
She was brilliant, the girl that played
Daisy R2-D2. Ridley.
Yeah, she was excellent.
Yeah.
Jar
Jar Binks.
Taylor. That's where GoFundMe pages come in handy, don't they? I would have paid that.
I didn't know of GoFundMe pages at the time.
Of course, Oh, well, bad luck, Taylor. What are you doing now?
I'm a nurse.
Yes,
oh, that's important.
There we go, and that's very important. You're doing a wonderful job.
We've got blowing coming up.
Oh, the gale's come in.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Gail from our place. Fev just did a wonderful joke. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
She won't have heard any of those sorts of jokes before, Gail.
My apologies.
No, never.
My apologies.
I could have been Fev's auntie.
Sorry,
oh,
what?
Gail!
What the hell?
Gail, please talk us through that.
When I was a very, very lot younger, Fev's Uncle Carlo and I used to stare lovingly at each other at Paran. Every summer, yep.
Oh, and then you moved to Upway.
Yeah.
Well, he lives up in Cockatoo. Well,
I moved around. We've moved around a bit, but yeah. But we used to look lovingly. I went and watched him play ice hockey. A few times and met your gorgeous grandparents and your dad and your auntie.
Gail.
Hey, it's funny you rang up because my mum actually sent, that's really weird. My Uncle Carlo passed a couple of years ago. And my mum sent me a photo of the 1995 Masters game where Uncle Carlo's playing ice hockey.
Can I have a look at Uncle Carlo?
Yeah, she's got the
I'm going to have a look at him,
very
Gail.
Smart man. He's not much, I don't know
very
how he got.
Very smart man.
He's the only smart Favola in the world.
He looks like Ange, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like Ange.
Gail, what went wrong? Yeah. Why didn't
married Arnie Lynn.
We were 14 or 15 years old.
Oh, and kids.
Yeah, we were just kids. And in those days, kids were kids.
Yeah.
So I actually went to an ice hockey game with Carlo and met my husband, who I'm still married to.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What a great
story.
And
just out of interest, Gail, Ange never took your fancy? Never?
Well, he was younger than me.
Oh, okay.
A kid, yeah.
Toy boy.
Yeah.
Ange did his best work off a lacrosse
track. Because I was going to say.
Ange had the six pack. He had the big muscles.
Gail, you could have been more than Fev's aunt. Could have been his mum.
101.9 The Fox.
Like many Melburnians, Fev and I particularly, have been struggling to come to terms with the world without plastic bags.
Yeah.
And we know it's the right thing for the environment and we're all trying to move in that direction. I'd argue, Fev, we just weren't ready for it. We hadn't prepared and we forgot how handy, because we're very good recyclers within our homes.
With our home, yeah. And there's nothing worse than seeing pictures of like a dolphin or a fish caught with a plastic bag around that, which is horrible. So we need to do something about it. But a bit of warning about the plastic bags.
We just haven't figured out where to put stuff. What do you put stuff in? It's the stuff around the house, because we reuse them, the disposable ones, when we get home, and then you're suddenly using it for your rubbish bins.
And you put them in the big blue
dirty
bin.
Dirty footy boots for, you know, putting in offcuts of food. So now we're obviously been struggling, and we've been open about that. But so has everyone else, by all accounts. And I saw it again yesterday. And a big shout out to Woolies, because they're actually my supermarket. I go to my local Woolies. My favourite sport and hobby at the moment is just sitting in my car outside Woolies and watching people leave with just arms full of stuff. They're bringing it. They've got a guy yesterday had just a bucket. Just put stuff in a bucket.
I went to the. I took the kids yesterday after school, and sometimes I take them to the milk bar, and they can get it like a treat. I went in because I had to get a bottle of water, and the guy goes, "Do you want to put these in a bag?" And I went, "Yes, I do," because the milk bar had plastic bags. So I got each ice cream put into a plastic bag, a white one, and then I got my water put in. So I got three plastic bags.
Plastic bags.
Yeah, but now when I go to Woolies, I can use them.
Well, I don't think that's why Woolies have done it.
Now, Woolies, much like, who could forget last week when Optus did a massive backflip and they decided to give
it
FIFA. They did their massive backflip and suddenly all soccer games were on free-to-air on SBS because they had obvious glitches.
Hmm.
Well, we've got a bit of a backflip at the moment. Woolies have decided they will now hand out free reusable bags for shoppers just for the next 10 days, though.
Okay.
So it is a backflip of sorts because it was all instituted a week ago and now they're like, no, we'll give you another 10 days to get prepared.
Yeah, guess what? It's like a footy injury when you get hurt and, okay, he's out for 2 weeks and then it moves out to 4 weeks and it moves out to 6 weeks. So this 10 days is going to turn into a year.
It's interesting, though. It was, they had to respond to the outrage by customers.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think, Fev, we led that charge.
I think we did.
We made changes.
We're changing things.
And so you've got just you at Woolworths doing a backflip. And can I just celebrate in the world of politics? And Fev, it's not our favourite topic. I would argue that wouldn't have been our major at school, politics.
I'm not quite sure why we've gone from Woolies to politics.
Wait for it. You're going to love this. Okay. This is a great audio. So Pauline Hanson is refusing to acknowledge a backflip she made in Parliament. We've got the audio. This is, you know, in the spirit of a week of backflips from Optus and now Woolworths, let's listen to Pauline Hanson backflipping in Parliament.
Explain.
One Nation will not be supporting company tax cuts. So I haven't flip-flopped. I said no originally, then I said yes, then I have said no, and I've stuck to it.
1019 The Fox.
Can I start by being nutritionally responsible by saying everything in moderation, and we all know that too much sugar is bad for anyone, particularly our kids, and we're trying to get kids to make better choices earlier in life and educate them. Now, I don't think anyone would disagree with that, Fev, but, oh dear, hang on a second. What is about to happen is devastating. So, okay, may have oversold that. You know how there are lots of breakfast cereals that attach cartoon characters to them?
Yes.
Like the Cocoa Pops monkey,
yes.
Tony the Tiger on Frosties, even the toucan.
Yeah, Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Oh, Sam Toucan.
Did you know all the Fruit Loops are all different colours but they're the same flavour?
Is that serious?
Yeah.
But I feel like I've had them individually and they've tasted different.
No.
Is it a trick of the brain?
Yes.
The Cancer Council are suggesting and they're doing a big push to get rid of cartoon characters from high sugar foods. And I can see what they're doing because there's the appeal of the cartoon character on the box that therefore a child wants it. So maybe remove the cartoon characters and don't make it look as appealing to young children. But there's just part of me... My childhood. I don't want to lose the Cocoa Pops monkey.
Nah, I like when you buy the cereal and they got the cards inside. You know, you used to, and they have like a little gift at the bottom of the packets of the Fruit Loops or whatever, and you want to get it. And you, I don't understand. It's up to the parents with the kids. It's up to the parents to see, like, what, one day a week or 2 days a week, if they want Cocoa Pops on a Sunday morning, they can have Cocoa
Trixie
Pops.
Has Cocoa Pops on a Saturday morning. Oh, am I going to get into trouble for saying that?
Yeah.
I probably am, but no, she has a
My
she
kids
has
have
a news...
fruit with Greek yogurt.
Oh,
and
go away.
Quinana,
I just said I give Trixie Cocoa Pops.
Quinana.
What's it called?
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
But that's not a breakfast food.
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, you are good. No. Trixie, every morning of the week, she's in great routines. She has muesli, she has yogurt, she has toast. But then, and that's not even every weekend, but I do, I've got a packet of Cocoa Pops in the pantry, and that's a special breakfast food, and she blows her mind. Only because I had that when I was little, and I turned out okay.
You don't have to backtrack. It's not illegal.
I know, but in this day and age, I actually feel like I'm a bad parent and I'm worried I'm going to get into trouble for that.
You can feed your kid what you want.
Well, I'm really nutritionally
wise.
And
when they're old enough, they make their own decisions.
I know, but I just remember when I was a kid and mum always cooked our food, always prepared it. And then there was that one night a month where mum would go, guess what? McDonald's. And you just go, yes,
sure.
The best
McDonald's
night ever.
Is great because you don't want to cook. They did a survey about school canteens, and the canteens now have all that guanana and all the sushi and all that crap.
What, the guanana?
No, what's it?
Granola?
The Fez struggles with quinoa. He calls it granana.
you know, those bowls and stuff.
Akai.
That's what I'm thinking of, the Akai bowls. Now, they did a survey, and the number one thing was hot dogs. Kids
what do you mean a survey?
Dog.
Oh, that they want?
Yeah, that's what they want. What gets sold? They want hot dogs. Meat pies was second. And sushi and guanana were like out of the top 10. Kids don't want to eat that at school. You don't want to have sushi
at
school.
It's a tough one, isn't it, Fev?
Do want to open a sushi tray, though.
Remember, we were going to start Fifi and Fev's sushi tray. No, what do we call it?
Mm.
What did we call it, Leon?
It never really took off.
It was K. FUF, wasn't it?
He's very careful.
FFS.
SFS.
FFS.
Yeah. FFS.
Fifi Fev Saki? Sushi.
I wonder why it failed.
1019 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Where you tell your amazing stories and we critique them and we give you some feedback. Now we've got Steve from Montmorency. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Steve. We're pumped up on a Friday and we can't wait to hear your story.
Yeah, on Sunday, a couple of days from now, my German Shepherd turns 100 years old.
What? Whoa. What do you mean?
In doggy years or normal years?
Yeah, so no, she hasn't been alive for 100 years, Steve. So, she's 14 and nearly coming up to 15, but going on human years, as a dog has 7 years per birthday, yeah. She turns 100.
Wow.
Okay.
And is that unusual, Steve?
No.
For a shepherd, it is. They normally go between 10 and 11 years, but this one's kicking goals, and she still goes out for her usual walk and leaves her business everywhere in the morning, so it's good value.
Steve, because this week, I don't know whether you heard this, but I am thinking about getting a dog, and I've never been a dog person, and I'm right into dogs at the moment, then of course that's an amazing story. Yes,
it's amazing. And it's great for the dog. It's a couple of years beyond the life expectancy of a
beautiful relationship, yep. Steve. So what is your dog's name?
Sasha.
Oh my God. My grandparents, Pierre and Monique, they had a German Shepherd called Sasha as well.
That's amazing. Yeah. Maybe it's the same German Shepherd come back to life.
It could be reincarnated, Fev.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I reckon it was. Yeah, maybe.
It's the ghost of Pierre's dog.
Yeah.
Pierre and Monique.
They don't get a lot of name checks on our show, do they?
They're not here anymore.
Right, sorry.
Thank you for that, Steve. Now, Flo from Point Cook. Hi, Flo.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Flo. You're the final caller before we head off on a Friday, so I feel like this is going to be great.
I hope it is. So on Saturday, I went to my daughter's netball game and I asked my cousin to come with me. We were sitting there taking selfies on Snapchat. She said to me, oh, when was the last time I came to a game with you? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And we couldn't think of the date. Later on that day, Snapchat memories popped up and it was exactly 1 year ago that we had taken selfies at my
Wow, I love it.
So
yes.
You went to a netball game a year later in the same place?
Yeah, exactly 1 year later.
I'm paying it. Because I'm feeling good about a Friday. Yes, it was great, Flo. You did it.
Everything's amazing today. Thank you, Flo, for your call. Great stuff. Hey, that is it for us. We are here with thanks to what Fev would describe as a jewel
in the urban landscape.
Correct, Fev. 1585 is the development. It's a stone's throw from South Melbourne markets. Therefore, it's around the corner from us here at Fox FM. What a great part of the world. This is just a magnificent development.
You could be our neighbour, essentially.
Absolutely.
You could be our neighbour.
You could pop into the radio show every morning.
Now, residents with City Skyline and Bayview start at $425,000. It's just around the corner. Now, I'm good for the repayments. I've spoken to the bank. Is this an issue with the deposit? Fev has kindly said to me that during this two-week break, I've given him the BSB. The deposit's just going to jump into my account, so I'm all good.
That's fine, Byron. That's very good. Have a great break, Byron. And Fifi, stay safe.
I will.
A lovely time with Trixie. And everyone of Melbourne, kids, be safe for school holidays.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Spend time with your kids.
Yeah, don't drive your parents too mad. And I'm going away, so I'm looking forward to that with my brother Jace and his family.
Enjoy.
Well,
mate.
Are you going
stay
away?
Stay safe, everyone.
Is still erupting.
Yes. Hopefully, the volcano.
We're going to miss you.
Good stuff. Enjoy. It'll be the best of Fifi, Fev, and Byron. That won't be hard. Well,
that'll
be highlights.
What, we're not coming back for a year.
That'll be for the next 2 weeks.
To live only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape. 101.9